modern life. Between careers, kids, and health, it can be mayhem. That's why we're here. I'm Dr. Lisa Varghese-Kroll.
And I'm Dr. Lanre Falusi. We're physicians, moms, and longtime friends who break it all down for you. Wondering how to juggle all the balls and still stay sane? Looking for advice but don't want to be overwhelmed?
Curious about how to make the most out of life for your family but enjoy it at the same time? You're in the right place. Welcome to Health and Home with the Hippocratic Hosts. On this episode, we're sharing some of our favorite products that make our lives easier and more fun. From gadgets that save us time, to items that keep our kids occupied or help them learn, to things that just plain make us laugh, listen in for our best recommendations. Hey, Lon.
Hey, Lisa.
How's it going?
Hanging in there, you know. Like everyone else, each week for us is an exercise in just making it through this COVID life.
Isn't that true?
Right. And it's interesting. I mean, now that many of us are spending more time at home than usual, how much harder our homes need to work for us. You know, we have new routines and sometimes new rooms that need to be repurposed, or, you know, I'm finding that some belongings just need to be more streamlined.
It's so true. I mean, when the world feels out of control, it's all the more important to get our homes under control so they don't add to all that external stress. And I know you and I have realized that we have several products that we've either relied on over the years or have discovered in recent months that totally make our families' lives easier. So we are going to share those today with all of you listening. Mm-hmm. Now, we totally recognize that many of us have been hard hit by this pandemic. We are not suggesting that you run out and spend a bunch of money buying stuff, especially right now, because we all know stuff does not equal happiness. We are just sharing a curated list of lifesavers or life improvers so that hopefully you can find a few things that make your family's lives easier as well while supporting the businesses that create them.
Right, for sure. And, you know, and none of these products are sponsored, by the way. We're not being paid to endorse any of these items. They're all things that Lisa and I have genuinely used and loved. And of course, we'll include all the links for you in our show notes at HippocraticHosts.com.
So first up, our first category is electronics and accessories for those electronics. So the first item that we would recommend in this category is a kid's timer. So this is a surprisingly helpful little tool for motivating any slow pokes you may have in your household when you need to get everyone out the door on time or even just to the kitchen table for distance learning to start on time. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different ones on the market, but the ones that we like usually use colors of the traffic light, like red, yellow, and green, so that even your littlest ones can recognize when they still have a lot of time to complete whatever task you've set for them, whether that's making their bed or getting dressed. And when it turns yellow, they know time is running out. And when it's red, they know they need to be done.
I love that. And the visuals, like with the colors, I think is so smart.
Yes.
And so our next electronic or accessory is actually a stand-up laptop desk. So, you know, I know I'm finding that days that I'm working from home or doing telemedicine, I'm just sitting a lot more than usual. And, you know, with Zoom calls, a lot of us are just, you know, sitting and staring at a screen for huge chunks of the day. So I actually got this laptop desk, and it's very simple. You know, it's aluminum, so it's lightweight and has different angles and joints. So you can actually sort of set it up in any way that you want. You can put it on your desk. So it's useful to force you to stand up while you're working at a desk all day. Or if you want to take Zoom calls from your couch, you can actually just fold it up and put it on your lap. And it acts as like a little laptop desk just on your lap there, too. So I found that it's helped me just to kind of stand up, get the blood moving if I'm, you know, on the computer or, you know, finding comfortable places to be able to take Zoom calls during the day.
I love that it can move around your house, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely the best part.
Our next item that we're recommending is a Gizmo smartwatch. So this is a great device for kids when you need them to be able to communicate with you. You know, they're old enough to be attending extracurricular activities or going to friends' houses without you, but you don't want to introduce a smartphone too early. They're not quite old enough for that. So this is a watch that has texting and calling capabilities to a preset list of contacts that a parent or guardian enters. And it also has a GPS tracker. So I just find that it's really great for my my 10, 11-year-old, where, you know, she has the safety factor and can reach us if she needs us, but it doesn't have internet access too early.
I think that's so smart. So smart. The last accessory that we wanted to share is an anti-fog cloth. So I know with everyone wearing masks, this has like haunted me for the last several months, that if I have on my mask and my glasses, my glasses are always fogging up. And then in clinic, if I have, you know, the mask and the glasses and goggles and a face shield, it's like I'm just walking through a mist all day and wiping off the fog from all of those, you know, all the PPE. So I finally got an anti-fog cloth. So it's super simple. It's just like a regular cloth that you would use to wipe your glasses, but you just kind of vigorously rub them, you know, in the beginning of the day, and it lasts all day, sometimes even longer than a day. And what it does is prevents fog from building up on your glasses. There are several different brands, and we'll share one of them in our show notes. And hopefully you'll find that it changes your life just as it did to mine.
It's genius, my gosh. Only having to use it once or twice a day.
Right.
So our next category is items for the home. So the first one in this list for us is an OXO oven thermometer. So, you know, every oven is different. It took me a few different apartments and houses to realize this, but no two ovens are exactly the same, even if you calibrate their temperatures. So recipes don't always perform the same for every cook. And once I discovered this leave-in thermometer, I realized that it ensures perfect meat every time. And you can also use it for things like casseroles. So essentially, you insert the probe, and then the thermometer part sits out on your counter. You close the oven and walk away. You set it to whatever temperature you want or to whatever meat you're cooking, and then it beeps when it's done. So it allows you to go do other things and just come back when it's done, rather than coming back and checking and rechecking every few minutes, which usually involves reopening the oven and then heat escapes and then it takes time for the oven to come back up to the proper temperature again. So I just find that cooking is just a lot more uneven and requires a lot more babysitting without this. And I just love OXO. OXO was actually created with arthritis patients in mind. So I think the way they create their kitchen tools is really smart. And they're really reliable and have great customer service, too.
I think that's great. I love cooking, but I especially love when the appliances and accessories beep to let me know that things are done.
Yes, when they do their job.
Yeah, just makes it so much easier. Amazing. And speaking of which, you know, we have to talk about Instant Pots if we're going to talk about home devices and accessories. So I love my Instant Pot. And I know a lot of people swear by them. We have used ours as a rice cooker. So I make rice in it frequently. I make oatmeal in it. I've made soups. I've used it to cook salmon and to cook chicken. You know, there's so many uses for an Instant Pot. And for many things, it really does cook the food much more quickly than if you made it on the stove. And some things, like with rice, honestly, the time is about the same, but it's a, you know, set it and forget it. You know, you add your rice, you add your water, and you're not, again, constantly checking. You're not worried about like steam building up in the kitchen. It's all just contained right there. And then when it's done, you have perfectly cooked rice at the end, or salmon or chicken or whatever it might be. So I am a big fan, and I'm finding that I'm using it more these days, considering, you know, just all the additional like responsibilities that we may have, and it just makes cooking a lot faster.
You know, along those lines, we had to also recommend a slow cooker. So I find for our schedule that I tend to have more time later at night to prepare a dinner for the next day rather than immediately after work. So when my schedule is like that, I find that a slow cooker is really helpful because it just saves so much time and helps you avoid, like, you know, ordering takeout by letting a hot meal cook all day while you work. And then whenever you're ready to eat, there's nothing left to do. There, it's done. So on those days where you don't really have that half hour to, you know, to kind of use your Instant Pot after work, a slow cooker is a great alternative.
I love our slow cooker too. Yeah. So the next product that we're loving are 1-cup and carafe coffee makers. So if you're working from home, it's really nice to have the option just to brew a single cup in the middle of the day instead of, you know, a whole pot of coffee. And if you have like a, you know, Keurig or K-Cup, that's, you know, you get that. But if you prefer brewed coffee, which plenty of people do, you know, liking that sort of smell, the fresh taste, you can get one of these 1-cup coffee makers to kind of save some time and just have that single cup in the middle of your day.
I love that. I've never been a huge coffee drinker, but man, COVID has really converted me.
I'm sure.
So our next item that we're recommending is a travel steamer. So my goodness, I've really been converted here because you never know what you're going to get with hotel irons. And, you know, not that we're spending a ton of time in hotels in 2020, but some irons are great, but others can totally destroy your clothes. So I started using a travel steamer because it was really convenient to travel with and it gets, you know, suitcase wrinkles out of your pieces really quickly. And I've actually started using it at home because it's quicker than pulling out the iron and just as effective, if not more.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I actually have a steamer, but I hadn't thought about taking it with me on travel. I think that's really smart.
Yeah, for whenever that starts up again, like 2023 or...
Right, exactly. Sad but true. And we also wanted to talk about air filters. So this is important to think about, especially as, you know, people may be working from home more often or your kids may be schooling from home. Air filters are effective for reducing dust in the air, which is great for anyone in your household who has allergies or if you have young children. Or anyone with asthma or COPD or any kind of chronic lung condition, definitely consider getting an air filter. And we'll link to a specific brand in our show notes. And the cool thing about this one is that the pre-filters actually come in different colors. So you can actually match your decor in your home and it won't be as obvious that there's like this machine there cleaning out your air.
Who knew that an air filter could be like an object of beauty.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The aesthetics of the air filter.
Next on our list is a Sistema Lunch Cube. I actually don't know if I'm saying that brand name correctly, but it's a New Zealand brand. And it is great, especially for younger kids, because it's a cube in which their entire lunch fits in this one box. It has room for a sandwich, a fruit, and a snack. And you just throw it in their lunch bag with a water bottle and you're done. And I love it because it eliminates the sort of fiddly, like multiple boxes with multiple little lids and, you know, one lid only fits one box and you lose this one. And, you know, it's just like so many pieces and another added complication. This is just literally one piece of plastic and it's BPA free and all that good stuff. So it's really been helpful in getting our kids able to make their own lunches and kind of transfer that responsibility to them.
Oh, that's great. Anything to make, you know, meal planning and packing easier, I think is so helpful. We also wanted to talk about shredders. So, you know, as you're doing your, you know, spring cleaning, is it spring still? Is it fall? I don't know. There's no sense of time.
I have no way of knowing.
No way of knowing. So you may want to get a shredder to help you kind of get rid of some, you know, old documents that you no longer need. Maybe you have them electronic now. But we find that, you know, shredders are helpful and definitely a time saver in a way to kind of get rid of some papers that you no longer need. So the one that we will link in the show notes is one of the best that we've seen. And the great thing about this one is that it doesn't overheat, which tends to be a problem if you're using your shredder quite a bit as you're doing your cleaning or whatever it may be. So check that one out and, you know, consider that part of your like checklist for your, you know, fall cleaning, I guess.
I have that shredder, as you know, Lon, and I'm sure it can overheat, but I haven't seen it happen yet.
That's great.
It's been great.
That's great.
So next on our list is a little bit more random, but it is kids' beds with built-in bookcases. So we are big proponents of this because you get multiple pieces of furniture in one. So typically what this is it's a bed frame that has an attached bookcase and sometimes drawers underneath the mattress. So essentially you're getting a bed frame, dresser, bookcase, and nightstand all in one, which really makes the most of small bedrooms. We have definitely seen it really free up space in our kids' rooms, and they both love theirs.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, anything to make some space.
Yes.
So key these days. So the last home accessory we wanted to share are charcoal sachets. These are great. They're just like little bags filled with charcoal that deodorize the air. And they're small but powerful. You can buy them in packs of three or four, stick them all over the house, and they work really well to get rid of all smells. And it's, you know, great because it's not like a spray where you're like spraying lilac to cover up like the smell of fish, you know. It's like then you just get fishy lilac, which doesn't make any sense. These actually remove those smells from the air, so you just have like nice clean air. And then the great thing is to recharge them, you just put them in bright sunlight for an hour, and then go back to putting them, you know, anywhere in the house where you might need. So again, with maybe like more people in the house these days, or you know, with it getting colder, so you may not have your windows open as much, this is really helpful to keep your air, you know, smelling just fresh and clean.
These things are magic. I really don't understand how they work, but they are amazing.
Yeah, right.
So our next category is toys and games. You know what? It's not just for kids, okay? I think we can all appreciate something on this list. So first up is the game Sushi Go. Okay, I don't know why we love this game so much, but we do. I have no explanation. But it is adorable. It's a pictorial card game about sushi that involves math. That is like the most concise explanation I can give. But it is so much fun. We love it. And it also makes us crave sushi every time we play.
Sounds dangerous. Dangerously delicious. The next one is a puzzle mat. So, you know, I bought a few jigsaw puzzles for my older daughter to keep her busy and entertained when schools shut down in the spring. But I found that if she didn't finish a puzzle in one sitting, like her sister would come crawl over and take it apart.
Naturally.
Or, yeah, of course. That's what younger siblings do right here. Or if it was on a table, you know, we would inevitably need that space eventually. So this is like just a very simple felt mat, actually. And it helps to keep the pieces together. And then with the roll that comes with it, you can actually just roll it up. And it's, you know, if it's a partly done puzzle, you roll it up easily and you can unroll it the next day to finish it. So we'll link to a specific one in the show notes. There are different types, but any sort of felt mat and this kind of blow up roll that you'll see, just it's like it's genius. I never would have thought to do that, but it saved a lot of her puzzles and probably saved some fights between the two girls.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. That's genius. I haven't seen my dining room table in months.
Yeah, right.
Because there's always a puzzle there. So next on our list is the game Labyrinth. This has been a huge hit for my kids. It is a game that involves a continually changing maze that they have to move their pieces through. And it helps reinforce spatial and problem-solving concepts. And is great for kids probably five and up. even keeps my 11-year-old entertained. So definitely a fun and unusual board game, not one that I've seen before.
I love that. Get some thinking. And we also love, you know, some of these indoor games like indoor mini golf and little basketball nets. There is a portable one that we'll link to. And we love these as options for kids to exercise indoors if the weather is bad, or again, as it's getting colder, they may want to do more indoors. So we'll link to an indoor basketball hoop set, and little mini golf sets are also really great if you have the space and, you know, kind of keep the kids entertained indoors during this time.
I love that. Because, I mean, I hate that just because there's a thunderstorm, you know, the kids won't move, right. You know, so this like kind of eliminates that problem. Next up is the game Ticket to Ride. So obviously during COVID, I think a lot of us have been playing more board games, but this one is probably our current family fave. So it is better for older kids or younger kids who can play on teams with mom and dad. But it is a board game that involves building train lines across countries or continents and hitting destinations on your itinerary. We have the North American version, but they have versions for Asia, Africa, Europe, and other individual countries as well, not just continents. But this game is great for reinforcing math and also geography. We don't see a lot of geography reinforcement, I feel like, so this is particularly fun for that.
Oh, that's really cool. The next one are magnet tiles. So I know both of my kids love these. When they're younger, they just kind of bang them together. As they get older, they use them to build things. So what are they? They're actually just little magnetic tiles that let you build these huge 3D creations. And you can get different kinds, some that look like wooden blocks that are magnetic, some that are plastic shapes, and will often come to with like a little guide with ideas of things that they can build. And it's great because they reinforce like spatial and tactile and math and science skills while they're also just having fun building these like really cool creations.
I love those. Next up is No Stress Chess. So, you know, chess as a game can be very complicated, but this is a great way for young children to learn because it's a chess set that comes with cards explaining each piece's moves. So once they've mastered playing chess with this game, they can then play normally without the cards, just using the chess set that comes with it. My kids picked up chess much earlier than they would have otherwise, thanks to this game.
That's great. That's great. I remember playing chess with my brothers when I was younger, and I mean, one game would take us like 3 days.
This eliminates that problem. This.
Yeah, exactly. So the next one are boogie writing boards. So these are electronic writing tablets that have an LCD screen, but it doesn't need any charging. There are no cords. And, you know, like, I don't know why these are such a hit, but kids love them. And they think that they're way more fun than writing on a whiteboard or, you know, paper, if people still do that. But they're great because they're like, they're simple. It's not like a, you know, a huge tablet, like a typical electronic tablet. They're really just for like writing for kids to, you know, write and draw on.
Yeah, we love those too. Next up is the game Rush Hour. Okay, my little guy is obsessed with this right now. He would play this from the moment he wakes up to the moment he goes to sleep if he could. So basically, this is a little portable sliding block logic game in which you have to move cars around a grid in order to let the main car out. And it is really perfect for city kids who are quite familiar with traffic jams, the whole concept. It gets them used to knowing what driving is going to be like once they get their licenses.
And speaking of getting kids used to things, you know, we often you hear about teaching kids financial literacy when they're young. So we wanted to bring you a great tool for that. This is called the Moon Jar. And we have one for our 5-year-old. I know that, Lisa, you have one, too. They're really great for teaching kids early. The cool thing about the moon jar, it's not just like a piggy bank. It actually has different sections. So money that you can put aside for saving, money that you are going to share or give away, and money that you're going to spend. So you can actually talk with your kids around, you know, if they get like a gift from a family member, or if you give them like some money for, you know, chores or something like that, or even just like, you know, quarters and dimes here and there, just to teach them what to do with money. This is really great. It comes with a little guide as well for parents and guardians to help start that conversation around money, even for your young kids.
I love that, the idea of reinforcing, you know, the concept that money is for sharing, not just for spending, mm-hmm, you know,
exactly.
from the very beginning.
Right, right. And saving up for things, you know, it's helpful for them to see that happen in this, like, this really colorful, clear moon jar.
Last on our list is the KidZoom camera from VTech. So this is a kid's camera that gives kids the ability to take pictures, make short videos, edit, and play games on a device that's heavy duty. It's kid friendly. Honestly, it can take a licking and keep on ticking. Mm-hmm. Most devices are not really appropriate for kids who are 4 and 5, but this is something that they can own themselves and use just like older kids do. And I know that mine really loved it.
Great. So our next category is even more fun. So we're going to talk about some art and other fun stuff that you can think about for your home during this time. The first one is actually a shop on Etsy that was created by an artist named Kathy Jurek. So she creates the most adorable original watercolor art for kids' rooms. And, you know, Lisa, I know your son is a fan of this. Her art is really cute for kids and also still like likable for adults as well. It's not like right. you know, syrupy cute and sweet, but definitely check it out for if you're looking to kind of change up things in your children's rooms.
Right, art that can grow with them.
Yeah.
Next on our list is the idea of a custom family flag. And in our show notes at HippocraticHost.com, we'll link another Etsy shop that does this, but there are many shops that provide this kind of thing. So this is really just to give you a general idea, but if you're a multicultural family of any kind, this is a great thing for your kids. You can have a custom flag made with all the flags of your family's background. For my family, we have one with the Indian, Polish, Italian, Canadian, and American flags for our kids to see all aspects of their heritage. But you could also have a flag made with like all your favorite sports teams or all the universities that you've, you know, that your family members have attended. You know, really the sky's the limit in terms of ideas for this, but it's so fun to see the final product hanging on a wall somewhere in your home.
I love that, the sort of like custom-made story of your family, basically.
Yes.
and then the last like piece of art or fun stuff is vintage pearl custom jewelry, and we'll link to the website. So it's a great place to find like a customized necklace or other piece for yourself or for a loved one. So we actually love their pendants for moms or for grandmothers. And you can consider putting like all the birthstones or all the initials or even the full names of all their kids or their grandkids. So it's a nice, like just unique gift that was made like just for that one person. And this is a great site to do that.
Oh, they're so sweet. I love seeing those pictures. So our last category is food. Ah, so close to my heart, to Lanre's heart. So first on this list is True Citrus. So I just recently discovered this. These are crystallized citrus packets for water that contain only citrus juice and oils, no sweeteners. That's all that's in a packet. And one packet equals one wedge of various citrus fruits. So these things really help me drink more water because I have no thirst reflex. I've tried most of their flavors, but my favorite flavor is lime. So everyone listening, you should try them too and then see which one is yours and then share with us.
And our next current favorite food are Trader Joe's dark chocolate covered espresso beans. So, oh, you know, wipe the drool off her face. they taste as good as they sound. So if you like chocolate covered espresso beans, these are great. And, you know, Trader Joe's just always has the best value. I could live at a Trader Joe's. And they're great for just like, you know, a handful for a little snack or a little pick me up. And again, they're dark chocolate, so we can pretend that they're heart healthy, you know. Yeah.
Done. Yes. And last on our list is Smashmallows. So these are gourmet marshmallows, and they come in lots of different flavors. But I have to say that our favorite is the dark chocolate dipped cold brew. I don't know if you guys are sensing a theme here, but these are chocolate and coffee dipped marshmallows. Like, need I say more? I mean, these are the perfect dessert when you just need a little something sweet. Like, one of these marshmallows is only like 20 or 30 calories. So, you know, if you're like not trying to eat like a whole chocolate cake, this is something it really kind of hits the spot.
Oh, that sounds perfect. And so that takes us now to our physician mom life hack of the week. So here's our hack for you guys. So for a few days, take note of which spaces in your home get the most and the least use. Following these like simple steps, they can help you to just make the best of your home. So by taking note of what gets used the most, what gets used the least, you may be able to maybe tell off the top of your head, actually. Or you can even use a scrap piece of paper in each area and have family members just mark like an X whenever they use the room. And after a few days, you'll get a sense of which areas are in high demand and which areas aren't used enough. And then you can sit down with everyone you live with and consider thinking outside of the box. You know, how can you make your home work better for you? So just because the builder called a room a dining room doesn't mean that you can't make it a craft room or a play space or a music practice room. Or just because your condo labeled an area a breakfast nook doesn't mean it can't be a workout area or a homework center, right? So, you know, wherever you live, your home is there to serve you and not the other way around. And the same goes for our stuff. So if your family hasn't used something in a year, it's time to go. You know, we got to like cut off the like sentimental feeling sometimes and just kind of let it go. Right. And maybe you'll feel better, even especially if you donate it to someone who can use it. You know, of course, check for COVID restrictions anywhere that you might want to donate any items. But someone else may be able to use it, and you'll be surprised by how much you just appreciate that extra breathing room.
So that brings us to the end. And, you know, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate you listening and following along. Please do follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Hippocratic Hosts. And we would love it if you would subscribe and review us in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. And if you like what you hear, please share with a friend. Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Health and Home with the Hippocratic Hosts. Remember that all views expressed here are our own, not our employers, and all content is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as medical advice, nor the establishment of a doctor-patient relationship. Always consult your own physician or healthcare team for any medical issues.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate us, subscribe, and tell a friend. And check out our website at www.hippocratichosts.com for show notes on this and all our episodes. Can't wait to chat with you next time.